And to Turin, Italy now. This weekend is packed with some big events at the Winter Olympics. There's more alpine skiing and speed skating, and bobsled racing begins. Here with us now to preview these events is Lynn Zinser. She's a sports writer for the New York Times. And Lynn Zinser, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me.
Well, let's start with skiing. This weekend is the last time that Bodie Miller has to win a medal. And this is really surprising that he hasn't come away with more so far.
No, it really is very surprising. If you listen to Bodie Miller, he would tell you that winning isn't very important to him. But he kind of set himself up going into these games as the big star, posing for many magazine covers and doing a lot of interviews. And definitely has not lived up to those expectations so far.
And so what is the event that he'll be competing in this weekend?
On Saturday, it's the Super G, which is kind of a cross between the downhill and more of a giant slalom. It's a very good event for Bodie Miller. Also, the last chance, really, for Darren Rolfs.
Moving on to speed skating, you're covering that. Who are the big names going into this weekend?
Well, on Saturday, it'll be the men's 1,000 meters, and it'll be the first meeting between Shawnee Davis and Chad Hedrick, two of the U.S.'s best speed skaters and also two of the best speed skaters in the world. They have traded the world all-around championship the last 2 years. And then the women's 1,000 is on Sunday, where you will see very familiar faces, Jennifer Rodriguez and Chris Whitty, racing. It's definitely Chris Whitty's last Olympics. This is her fifth, including one Summer Olympics in cycling. And this is Jennifer Rodriguez's third Olympics.
Turning to a favorite, a TV favorite at least, ice dancing, what are the Americans' chances in that competition?
Well, they have an excellent chance. They finished second in the World Championships last year, which was really amazing for an American team. An American team has not won a medal in the Olympics since 1976, the very first year it was even in the Olympics. So Tanith Belbin and Ben Augusto will be a big deal if they can even come in second, which is what they're predicted to do.
And for those of us who want to catch up on our Olympics watching this weekend, tell us which will be the most exciting events to watch this weekend.
Well, I think definitely the men's Super G will be exciting. I think any time Bodie Miller takes the hill, whether or not he does well or not, he's kind of either a gold medal or a catastrophe waiting to happen. So I think that's definitely worth watching. The short track speed skating is always exciting because, you know, the favorite may win or may crash. It's always quite an event to watch.
And how is Apollo Ohno doing on the short track speed skating?
Well, it was a big disappointment that he didn't even make the final in the 1500 in his first race, which a lot of people consider his best race. So he has another chance at a medal on Saturday in the 1,000 meters, which should also be very strong for him. The American team will be kind of looking to get a little celebrity lift out of a good Apollo performance.
And so far, for those of us who haven't followed every detail of the Olympics, tell us how the Americans are doing in general.
They're doing okay. I think that certainly alpine skiing has been a disappointment. I think certainly they expected medals in the men's downhill and the women's downhill. Ted Ligety coming in with the combined gold medal helped pick up a little bit of the Bodie Miller disappointment. Certainly snowboarding, they've done wonderfully in snowboarding, and I think speed skating is going to be a big strength for them. But yeah, they've had a little bit of trouble in the first week. Haven't gotten any real surprise medals out of anybody. So yeah, it's been a little disappointing for them.
Lynn Zinser of the New York Times, thank you.
Thank you.